Good morning, Fairhaven. Today, Callie Campbell is going to come up and get baptized. And baptism is an interesting thing. We're getting into some water, and Callie is going to go under this water and come out of it. We're doing this because Jesus commanded us to, purely and simply. We wouldn't have made this up on our own. But Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all the things that I've commanded you. And so that's the step that we're taking today is baptism. Now, the water here, some people are confused about baptism, so we always like to clarify that this water isn't going to save Callie's soul or wash away her sins or make her a different person. That happened when she put her faith in Jesus Christ to be her Savior. When she trusted Jesus, her sins were forgiven, and the Holy Spirit came into her life and started to change her, make her new. What this water represents is death. And so Callie will identify with her Lord Jesus, who went into death. He died and was buried, and she's going to go into this water that represents death. And then she's going to come out of it again, identifying with her Lord Jesus, who beat death and rose again from the dead. In doing that, she's going to acknowledge, one, that she should have died this death, that she deserves it. But she's going to acknowledge that her Lord Jesus took it for her. And she's going to acknowledge that that old self is dead in him. And she's going to acknowledge that her Lord Jesus beat death, and that she's alive and has a whole new life in him. So this water isn't just a symbol. It does symbolize stuff, but it's not just a symbol. It's a very important moment in her life where she is going to identify with her Lord through this physical action that he commanded her to do. And that's why we do this here. It's very important that we do it. So now we're going to have Callie come down, and she's going to share her testimony, and then she's going to get baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Callie?
I was born and raised in a Christian home, so my entire life I had always heard about God and Jesus. Every Sunday I attended children's church, and once I was old enough, I sat through the breaking of bread with my parents. I also went to Awana every Thursday, went to Koinonia every year, and had Bible studies multiple times throughout the week. I never thought of church events as chores, and I always enjoyed them, but I didn't completely understand that even though I liked church, I was a sinner and I was going to hell. But when I was 7 years old, I got to attend kids' camp as a Koinonia as a camper for the first time. I don't remember exactly what it was that I learned, but what I do know is that I came home, fell asleep right away, and when I woke up the next morning, I realized that I was a sinner, and I had learned that sinners go to hell. But I had also learned that if you give your life to Jesus and make him your Lord, you don't go to hell, and you get to go to heaven. I knew right then that if I were to die, I would go to hell. Everything I had learned about hell sounded horrible, and I knew that I did not want to go there. But everything I had learned about heaven sounded wonderful, and I really wanted to make sure that I would go there someday. After this, I immediately remembered that in one of the first pages of my adventure Bible was a section called the ABCs. This section explained in a very easy way for a 7-year-old to understand how to get saved. A stood for admit honestly to God that you are a sinner and have not obeyed him. B stood for believe that Jesus Christ is God's son and died on the cross and became alive again. He died for your sins so you can be forgiven. And C stood for confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I prayed through this right there in my bed, and that was when I became a child of God. After this, my love for Jesus and the Bible grew, and I started to hate sin. One day, my mom asked me to wash the dishes for her, and I automatically responded with complaining and disrespect. This wasn't the first time I had done this, but it was the first time that I felt bad when I was corrected. So I prayed and asked God to change my bad attitude about serving and obeying. The next time I was told to do the dishes, I automatically responded with, yes, mom, and got to work right away. My dad even noticed the change and complimented me on my attitude. I also started wanting and enjoying spending time with the Lord. I started looking for devotionals and Bible reading plans so I could get to know him better. Also, around the middle of the pandemic, almost all my friends moved away, and I had nobody but my family to hang out with at church. When I thought about this, I wondered why I still even enjoyed going to church. And I realized I didn't want to go to church for food or for friends. I went because I wanted to worship and spend time with God. And this really encouraged me in my walk with the Lord. As I grew in my faith, the Holy Spirit convicted me in multiple Bible studies and discussions, and I understood how, as a believer, I should submit to God like Jesus did and live differently from the rest of the world, because Jesus followed his Father instead of the way of the world. He also helped me to truly understand how absolutely incredible it is that God sent his only Son, Jesus, to die for me on the cross, so that even though I sin daily, Jesus still saved me. And now I'm a daughter of the King, and I get to have fellowship with the God of the universe forever.
Callie, are you putting your faith in the Lord Jesus and in him alone for your salvation?
Yes.
Based on your profession of faith in our Lord Jesus, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right, let's pray. Father, we are so grateful that you work in our hearts and our lives and that you work in our church. And we thank you for the work that you are doing in Callie's heart and in her life too, Lord. And Lord, I pray for us as a church that we would be a church that does the rest of that verse now, that we would teach her to observe all those things that you commanded, that we would disciple her and train her and raise her up. Lord, I just pray for us as a church that we would be a church that reflects your character and helps her grow into the image of your wonderful Son, Father. We ask this in Jesus' name.